Dr. Raed Aldalo says the procedure itself isn't new.
Basically, with the percutaneous repair, the promise and the intent is to do a procedure that is easier for the patient, that has no incisions and no scars, and that does not require a stay in the intensive care unit.
Percutaneous repair, as opposed to endovascular repair, allows doctors to fix aneurysms without an incision. Endovascular repair requires a small surgical site in the groin where doctors would snake a catheter through the blood vessel to the area that needed to be fixed. With percutaneous repair, the doctor uses just a needle, which can be enlarged to fit a stent or other device into its place. It requires just a stitch to close. Patients usually go home from the hospital the next day. Aortic aneurysm involves an enlarged blood vessel in the chest or abdomen. If it grows to the point of rupture, it can be fatal. Dr. Aldalo says screening for these is critical because patients aren't usually aware of the problem.
Often the aneurysm is asymptomatic, which means the person cannot feel the aneurysm. And therefore, unless you actively screen for it and seek it out, you may not find it, or you just have to find it incidentally.
Medicare changed its screening rules last year, meaning more people are able to get tested now. That can involve everything from a conversation with a doctor to an ultrasound, even an angiogram. But Dr. Aldalo says that change is already netting results.
We are finding many, many more aneurysms that otherwise you either not find or maybe incidentally, later on, you get a CT scan done for a gallbladder or something else, then you find the aneurysm.
The LIFE study, getting underway across the nation this month, aims to standardize percutaneous repair. It means doctors will eventually be using the same process to fix the aneurysms. Experts hope it'll lead to better outcomes and easier recoveries for the patients. Dr. Aldalo says percutaneous repair is not just about a no-incision approach. He says it'll help more people in the long run.
Sometimes older women have very small blood vessels, and now we have a new device that we are using in this trial particularly that have a very low profile, so the catheter is much smaller. And in the past, before we have it, certain older ladies with very small blood vessels, we simply just could not fix their aneurysms, and now we can.
Dr. Aldalo says studies like this one help raise awareness about the need for screening. It also helps get important conversations started, he says, in doctors' offices all over the country.
When you talk to your doctor about screening for aneurysm because you smoke and you have high blood pressure and you have diabetes, that opens a good window for the physician to say, well, good thing there is no aneurysm, but you really should quit smoking because that's a risk. And it opens a good discussion with the patient about whether or not those risk factors need to be controlled and whether we all need to do a better job at smoking cessation, educating the public, controlling diabetes better, controlling hypertension better.
As Dr. Aldalo embarks on the study, he says he hopes more patients will soon be able to benefit from the procedure. The study itself will take a year, and then he and other doctors involved will continue checking in with patients and tabulating results. The study also allows him to share his knowledge with others. Carbondale is the only site in the Midwest taking part in this study, and Dr. Aldalo says he's working with other doctors to train them about percutaneous repair. I'm Jennifer Fuller.